Hi, I'm David, and I'm a Catholic. I'm here to talk to you about RCIA. It's the Rite of Catholic Initiation for Adults. I attended RCIA this last year, and I became Catholic in the Easter Vigil. I was brought up Baptist, and for 30-some years, I've been married to that lovely woman over there. Catholics do that were different than Catholics do. And it was sort of the way I was brought up. My mother was a very good Baptist, very good Christian woman. For some reason, every time somebody would move into the neighborhood or we would get new friends, she would say, "You know they're Catholic." I'm not sure what she meant by that. And I hope you can take offense to it because, like I said, I really don't know what she meant by that. But it was kind of stuck in my head. And I know it kind of bugged me that I married Francis. Being a Catholic, and I went to Catholic churches, but oh well. Anyway, so being with her, we raised our kids, I came to St. Martin's in the academy, graduated from there. And I've always been involved in this church. You're probably assuming at the 9 o'clock, I've been up there at the 11 o'clock. And I just, like I said, because I had that Baptist ingrained in me, there are certain things I just couldn't figure out. So it was probably in August or September. For some reason, and I really don't know why, but for some reason I thought, you know, I think now's the time. And I mentioned it to Francis. We had heard that the RCIA was starting up. I mentioned it to Francis, and not to be one to sit on anything for very long, man, boom, Tuesday, I'm sitting at RCIA. First of all, over me with books and pamphlets, and, you know, I'm sitting there going, whoa, this is really going to happen. The cool thing about RCIA is that you don't have to make any commitments going into it. You just go, they give all the information, and then at some point you have to make a decision whether you want to continue or not. But that's completely up to you. Frances never pressured me. She knew there were just certain things that I just couldn't quite grasp. Sitting in the RCIA, I had another Baptist in there. And we would constantly, she would question me, "Oh yeah, that's the one, what about this?" And they seem to always have a good answer for it. One day I was sitting there, I'm wrestling with it, and all of a sudden it was like the Holy Spirit came up to me and smacked me in the back of the head and said, "Hey, how long have the Baptists been around? What, 200-300 years? How long have Catholics been around? A couple thousand? Come on, get the program, let it go." And it was like it just went away. Everything just kind of soaked in. I really enjoyed it. The best thing about it is, for all the years that I've been in choirs and stuff, the only part of the Mass that was really worth anything to me were the readings and the homily, if they were good ones. So that's all I got. Everything else was kind of like, you know, you're not part of this, you know, step aside. Now it's completely changed. As soon as I became, you know, the youth after the Easter Vigil, I immediately felt the warmth, the friendship, the acceptance. Actually, people didn't know I wasn't Catholic, but I felt accepted by the group. So in my think time, did I talk too long? So we had different speakers that came in and talked to us about several things, watched some videos, learned a lot of good stuff. So I went ahead, continued on, and became Catholic, got confirmed. I'd already been baptized, but I got confirmed and became Catholic. So now, what I do is I want to do is I want to encourage you, anybody that's out there that's not Catholic, that is thinking about it, go ahead and do this, you know, start it up, go to it. The people are kind, they're friendly, you get, you know, books and pamphlets, they explain things to you, they give you all the time and space you need to make a decision, to decide whether or not this is something you want to do or not. I'm really glad that I did.